Episode 68. Speech recognition on Apple iOS. This episode is a discovery that I had this week after answering a query that one of my contacts had regarding speech recognition in exams. The question was, do you recommend a good app that can enable speech recognition on an Apple device? At first sight, I looked at different apps that might be able to do this, but came to the conclusion that actually the microphone on the keyboard was the best way of doing it. So I suggested that, and I suggested using Notes. The person concerned wrote back and said, I think it'd be better if I usually use Pages because it's easier for me to see. So that's fine, that would work that way. And then the sticky point comes up that I knew that the microphone only tended to work when it's connected to the internet, and therefore this might be a problem in an exam setting. So the next thing to do was to work out how that would work. So again, she wrote back and said, well, actually, Apple say that it doesn't need the internet now. So I thought, that's interesting, I'll try that out. So I disconnected the internet, put it on airplane mode, and voila, used the microphone, and it did work without the use of the internet. So this makes it more hopeful for use in exams. Now, this could be an iPad as well as a phone. So maybe using this and trying it out on an iPad would be the next step in making sure that disconnecting the internet would cause the same kind of things to occur, that you could use voice input even without connection to the internet. This will be a fantastic leap forward for a lot of students, as I believe inbuilt speech recognition is better than bolting on a different tool, particularly on iOS, but also on other devices. And the best speech recognition tends to be the one that works integrated into the machine. Of course, there will be those who think otherwise, and I totally get that. So I think it's a matter of personal choice and of personal training experience. But it's certainly worth giving it a shot. So join me now as I try that option of switching off and seeing if speech recognition works on an iPad as well as a phone. So I've got my iPad here and I'm going to switch off the internet. And then there is no other means. For instance, I was just thinking that the phone has connection through 4G. So that would make it difficult to work. So I'm going to try Notes now. I've switched off, going on to airplane mode. And I'm going to tap inside the window and see if it will actually record my voice. Yes, it appears to be working, and yes, it is writing without the use of the internet. Great, wonderful news. And that has actually printed out perfectly okay without the use of internet on the iPad. Now, let's see if this works equally well in Pages, as I predict it will do, because the keyboard traverses all different kinds of apps, so you could use a great deal of different devices or documents to make that work. So going into Pages, giving it a title, speech recognition test, and now let's see if it actually works inside the Pages area. So again, I'm using my voice, and yet again, it's actually writing on the screen using my voice. It has to be said that I'm using an iPad Pro. Obviously, earlier versions of iPads won't be as effective, but maybe worth a try and see if it works. So that's this assistive technology session for this week. Do tune into my next episode next week. See you then.